Welcome to the IRPP's Interview with the Author series. Today we are joined by Pierre Lortie. He is a senior business advisor at Fraser Milner Casgrain and the author of Securities Regulation in Canada, Is a Single Regulator More Effective?, published by the Institute for Research on Public Policy. We joined him today in Montreal. Welcome, Mr. Lortie.
Welcome. Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here.
So to begin, can you provide a bit of background to our listeners about the upcoming Supreme Court ruling on a national securities regulator?
Well, the federal government has proposed a federal securities act, that will, in essence, establish the authority, if you want, of the federal government over securities regulation in Canada. This is a major change with the situation that has prevailed until then, has prevailed until today, and is still the law of the land. And in essence, challenges the view that has been held up to now that the regulation of securities was within the domain of the provinces. Because it is very important not to create uncertainty in the markets, and given the questions about the constitutional right of the federal government to adopt a law in with respect to the regulation of securities across the country, the federal government has, in essence, went to the Supreme Court in a procedure which is called a reference, asking the Supreme Court to indicate whether or not the federal government has the constitutional authority to adopt the proposed legislation. And that is basically where it stands. The provinces of Quebec and Alberta have done the same thing vis-a-vis their courts of appeal, and in both cases, the courts of appeal have ruled that as the draft of the legislation, as it is now proposed, would be unconstitutional. And so the final voice belongs to the Supreme Court, and it is expected that the ruling should come out somewhere, sometime before the end of the year.
Mm. And how does the existing Canadian system of securities regulation compare to those elsewhere in the world?
Well, basically, the infrastructure, or if you want, the architecture of the regulatory systems differs in different countries. It's quite different. As a rule, in federal countries, most of the federal countries would have securities regulation at the state level and also at the national level. Canada has not had this basically duplication of authorities on securities regulation. The province has been, to a large extent, the sole regulators in that area, except for issues pertaining to criminal offenses, which are under the authority of the federal government. So the question then becomes not how it is structured, but how it performs. And clearly, at the international level, all of the efforts with respect to the best practices and so on, securities regulation, pertain precisely to the performance, that is, the outcomes, and not necessarily the means to get there, given the differences that exist between countries. Some countries, for instance, are civil law, others are German, others are basically the common law. So there are very fundamental differences between countries, and it would not be reasonable to expect that everybody would have exactly the same tools or the same means of achieving the objective. So if we go into if we look at the principles and the objectives that are set, in essence, the Keynesian system today ranks with the best worldwide. That's the case for different organizations like OECD and IMF and so on when they're doing the functional evaluation or assessment of the performance of the regime. But in this debate, more importantly, I guess, is the fact that there is a substantial body of empirical research done by academics which are not involved in the debate, which on different dimensions, which basically show that the Keynesian system, the Keynesian regime, performs at the level of the best that you would find worldwide. And because of that, we should be quite proud of what has been achieved.
You argue that a single regulator wouldn't have the ability or the incentive to cater to regional differences in Canada. Can you explain why this is?
Well, the issue is the following, is that there is across Canada very significant differences in the nature of the economies. For instance, Toronto is a major position in the financial services industry, banks and so on. In Western Canada, mining is important, but oil and gas is very important. Other areas are promoting high-tech industries or clean energies or whatever. And also there are significant differences between the size of the firms. Some are very large, some are smaller. What is peculiar to Canada is that, in essence, the emerging companies, the young companies that are growing, have recourse or access the public markets for financing purposes, whereas in many other countries, they would go through venture capital firms or others. The venture capital industry in Canada has been relatively basically non-performing compared to its peers in other countries, and it is really the public markets that is playing that role. The point, though, is that on emerging companies, you cannot impose the same or should not impose the same burden of reporting and so on that you have on the larger companies, in part because it's to a large extent irrelevant to the investment decisions and what they're doing. That doesn't mean to say that there should not be information and continuous disclosure and so on, but it should be on the factors that are key for those type of companies and others. Second, there is also a very significant investment risk difference between emerging companies and well-established companies, so that there is, in essence, segregation, if you want, of the different markets, and with regulations that should be adapted to those different markets. The problem for a national securities regulator is that they cannot, on the one hand, be they cannot and will not sustain over time different regulations for companies. And if you try to do it, for instance, by the size of the company and so on, you rapidly enter into all sorts of issues, of problems, and confusion for the investors. So in essence, and to a large extent, we're seeing that in a lot of the comments that are coming out from the transition office and so on, as it should be, as it's to be expected, the drive for a National Securities Commission is to go for uniformity across the country. And it is very difficult, if not impossible, to sustain over the long term policies that are or regulations that are differentiated between different segments of the market. So the aim of harmonization of regulations, which is substantially being achieved, is very important and has served Canada well.
Given the continuing global financial worries, in your view, would moving toward a single securities regulator jeopardize the stability of Canadian financial markets?
And the answer to that is no, for two major reasons. The first one is that the major problems, systemic risks, come from the trading in the OTC derivative markets, which were basically excluded from the purview of the Securities Commission or Commodity Trading Commission in the U.S. and Securities Commission worldwide. It is, in essence, an interbank market. In Canada, the six largest banks account for 94% of the total trading and positions held in those securities. So, therefore, it is primary the Bank of Canada and OSFI, which is the federal regulatory agency for banks, that have the major role here. Securities Commission can play an helpful role, and accordingly, there is a task force in our committee at the Canadian level, including the Bank of Canada, which chairs, as it should, the committee, but OSFI, the Minister of Finance, and the AMF, so the Quebec, Ontario, Alberta Securities Commission are part of that group, which are aiming at putting together a framework that would reduce, if you want, the systemic risk coming from those markets and, in essence, ensure that Canada meets the commitments made at the G20 conference. The fact of the matter, though, is that it is primary a central or federally regulated institutions that are engaged in those transactions, and the current structure is moving towards implementation at a pace which is, to a large extent, probably faster than in Europe and the U.S. And the fact that we're a federation and does not or would not preclude Canada from meeting its G20 commitments.
That's all the time we'll have for today, but thank you very much for joining us today, Mr. Lortie.
Thank you.
Pierre Lortie is a senior business advisor at Fraser Milner Casgrain and the author of Securities Regulation in Canada, Is a Single Regulator More Effective?, published by the Institute for Research on Public Policy. The study is available free of charge from our website at www.irpp.org.